Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I got to bed a little bit late last night. We had a situation at my house.
Uh-oh, what's that?
There, I was having dinner, and I saw something moving. But the kitchen is right near, you know where the kitchen is. It's near the back porch or the patio. Mm-hmm. And I still refer to things at your house like when I was a kid. Like, you know, the lobby.
The lobby.
But the proper term is the foyer.
Yes,
foyer, whatever foyer, that is. That part where you come in the house. So right. then there's a back porch, but it's actually like a little patio. And I saw something move out there, and there was a dog back there. But wow. It wasn't my dog.
Right.
So Trish got up and went out and got him. He's like a year old, maybe not much more than a year.
He's adorable.
But he's a little brown beagle.
Yeah, that's what he looks like to me.
He had a collar, but he didn't have a tag. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's mostly beagle, maybe have a little hound in him, mm-hmm. but he's a beagle mix. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know what to do with him. We don't have like a local animal shelter here. And the one that we did call, that we do work with, mm-hmm. They're not accepting any animals right now because of coronavirus.
Right.
What they said anyway.
Well, and, I'm sure they'd tell you. I think they're honest with you.
Yeah, we know. I know the people there. Every year I host their big gala, yes. Their fundraiser.
Right.
But then we put the dog in a car, had the back window rolled down, and not all the way down, so he put his head out. Got the big floppy ears. Yeah. So I drove around all the houses in the neighborhood. 12 houses. Now, you got to remember what's going on. Around the New York area.
Sure.
So here's a guy in shorts and a t-shirt and sunglasses ringing your doorbell.
Oh, dear.
Long about 7 o'clock at night.
But were these, did you just go to random houses or are they people you knew?
Yeah, just random houses.
Well.
Trying to find out if this was there. I said, could you look out here? Some people didn't open the door. I said, excuse me, I talked through the window. Right. A little window beside the door. I said, did you just look out here and see if this is your dog or do you know who had it? And people look at me like there's some pretty big houses around this area.
Uh-huh.
So they sometimes the houseboy would come into the door. So nobody knew. I said, do you know?
No one is at home.
Well,
who are you?
Is this your dog? Do you know, have you ever seen this dog, and would you like to have this dog? That were the three questions I would ask.
Right.
So then we decided we got to keep him overnight. But he's really rambunctious. He hasn't been neutered, so he tries to hump everything he sees, including the boy dogs that we have. And I sent a picture to Kathleen in D.C. She said, Dad, name him Kevin. Oh, I'm not going to. It's not my dog. I'm not keeping the dog. We got three dogs. We don't need another dog.
I like Kevin. I think you should go with Kevin.
Kevin, yeah. But I'm not keeping the dog. So I brought up one of the, we used to have these Goldens. We had two who mm-hmm. unfortunately left us.
Sure.
Went to the rainbow, what do they call it, the Rainbow Bridge?
Cross the Rainbow Bridge, yeah.
So anyway, I still have their They're big little cages downstairs. I brought one of them. Not a big cages.
No, I know. Crates.
I have little cages, too. Crates. Yeah, we put a crate up there. So he's not very happy this morning. So right in the middle of the show, while I were playing a song, I had to go up and take him outside so he didn't pee in the crate. So he's here. So Kevin's
right
here.
Yeah, you don't want him to do that. Right.
I sent, I'm going to take him to a vet today and see if he's got a chip. Anyway, that's what I did all night. That's what this guy did.
Busy guy.
In between watching the riot news on TV. 6:59, Patty's on CBS FM. Told you I got to deal with this dog problem in my house today. Oh,
it's not a problem. He's adorable, but you do have to find his owner.
I got to find the owner, but I can't find the owner. He doesn't have a tag.
I love Kevin. I think you should keep him.
Kevin's his name. Kathleen named him. Well, I'm sure he already has a name.
And, maybe someone just...
He's a beagle mix, and he popped up last night at my house, and I drove around... with Trish.
Only and, you would, like, stop at strangers' houses in the middle of a pandemic and riots and go, hello, is this your dog?
Well, not everybody was so happy to see me.
Yeah, I would say.
I didn't have anybody really rude. I just said, hey, is this your dog? Have you lost a dog? Because it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't have a tag.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to take him to the vet today. He's a cute dog. He's very fun. He's about a year old. Something like that, because he's... Remember when your little Luna was rambunctious?
Luna just turned two. She is still rambunctious. She's a wild woman.
They just chews on everything, and he's not...
Oh, yeah, if she's doing that, then if he's doing that, then he's
Kevin's
still pretty
not
young.
Fixed yet, so he's a humper.
Oh, he's got to be pretty young, then.
He's a humper.
Yeah.
So he's still, he's in the mood, I guess.
Although, I will tell you, some animals still hump after they've been fixed.
Yeah, I know, but not as aggressively. They don't hump as aggressively as Kevin.
I don't want the details because I can imagine what you're seeing.
And Kevin, he's a wonderful dog, but so far he hasn't shown any propensity to be housebroken.
Here's what I love. At 6 o'clock this morning, you were telling us about Kevin. You said, I'm not going to use a name for him because we're not keeping him.
Now he's Kevin.
But Kathleen wanted Kevin. Now you're saying, so I've got to go let Kevin out.
Well, I'd rather just say that than,
It took you 4 hours to bond.
No, he's a good dog, but I hope somebody's going to claim him. What our fear is that somebody thought he was too rambunctious and they just dropped him off on the side of the road.
In front of a dog lover's house.
Yeah.
Well, they know you.
Anyway, I got to go deal with him in a minute.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.